This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, Douglas County, and it is Thursday. Time for another episode of Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and as usual, I got my partner in crime in the studio with me, Alan Pena.
I think you're taking me for granted.
I don't take you for granted.
Well, I've been here too many weeks in a row.
That's why you're my co-host. How do I take you for granted when I say we need to change the lead-in to the show to include us both? Because you're here with me all the time.
No, I'm not committing.
Oh, you're committed already.
No, I don't mind showing up every once in a while the nut house, but I'm not doing this. I'm not going to commit myself.
Oh, this is so your regular gig, dude. You just don't even know it.
Did you say irregular?
No.
I think this whole program is irregular.
Probably. I am not going to deny that statement. Well, I always say that I'm excited for today because we always have something fresh and new. That's what I think is cool about the show. We have different guests on each week and different topics, and so it's not the same stale old thing time after time.
No, it could be boring, but it's never the same old thing, right?
Right.
Well, Shannon, our wonderful co-host, is like, let's just wing it.
I did. I like, today's the day. Not really. But it was close. It was going to be close. And I've done that before, and then I've had to do it by myself because my guest on the show that day was ill with three sick kids. And so I literally did do a lot of the talking for an hour, and I never want to do that again.
No. Well, that is a long time for you to talk.
It is. It is. Medicare season is over.
Well, you could for like 40 minutes, so you could fill that up with ums.
But. I might. But we have a special guest. That's what I say.
A guest who's special.
A guest who is special. So, actually, this person has been on the show before.
I have.
So, yeah, super cool. But today joining me in this studio is my amazing brother, Barry Lane. And so, welcome, brother.
Yeah, welcome. I was going to throw in the welcome, Douglas County. You beat me to it.
Oh, sorry.
Barry Lane. Isn't that a Beatles song?
I have no idea.
No, that's Penny Lane.
Oh, okay.
Oh, good Lord.
You were three quarters right.
Yeah. Penny's cousin, Barry.
Yeah.
I do have a cousin, Penny.
That's funny. Well, see, it fits together one way or another.
Yeah.
So I understand Barry's from another country.
Yeah, kind of.
Texas.
Yeah. I'm now from Texas, right.
The Republic of Texas.
Right. Yep. It's kind of its own world, and we're kind of getting more jealous by the hot minute, gonna lie.
Yeah, and having been there for 4 months now, we're just ready to kick it off and just be our own republic.
Yeah.
He's already, he's given up all his roots, now he's a Texan.
Yeah.
Texan, well, not a bad thing.
From what I hear, I don't blame you. I mean, they've got some answers to things down there that maybe we haven't quite figured out, like the incentive of people working and
people work.
Yeah. You don't sit around your couch playing video games and get paid. You actually got to work.
Yep.
And I understand that they don't have near the homeless issue that we have.
No. They do in certain spots, but nowhere near Roseburg, nowhere near San Diego where I came from or where I left.
Yeah, you left.
Yeah, big problems in both places. They're sister cities, Roseburg and San Diego. If it happens here, it happens there. Gas prices are the same here as they are there. It's weird.
Oh, so that is weird. Yeah.
What city are you in down there?
We are actually in Floresville. Floresville.
Yeah, it sounds weird when you say it versus what it is. Yeah.
And is that southern?
Yeah, we're about 25 miles south of San Antonio and about 125 miles north of Corpus Christi.
So we all, every night that we turn on, we hear about immigration. Is what's your perspective down there? Is it as bad as what they're making?
It is, but only from, you know, the short time that I've been there. It's just the volume of people.
Yeah.
But they throw them back.
They are.
We don't hang on to them.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
There was a whole boxcar load, and I'm talking a boxcar
load
of them that they caught, and they just shut the door and send it back on the tracks across.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's amazing the influx, and it's starting to have a real impact on us. So,
yeah.
You know, you start seeing the news and what's happened in the other cities. I just can't imagine what it's like for some of those cities in Texas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pray for them because they're basically being invaded. You know,
yeah.
And it's a matter of time before we see it.
Yeah. And if you want to see a wall on a border, go to El Paso. It is, I mean, you're driving Interstate 10 and 30 feet away is this 25, 30 foot steel fence. And on the other side is Mexico.
And do you see many people climbing this wall?
No.
So it worked.
Yeah. Amazingly, it works.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've always been a proponent of. I'm a proponent of big walls and big open gates. You know, let them come in through the door and bring them in, bring people from all over the world legally, but let's see who they are.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't like keep my front door open and let anybody come in. So I don't know why we're doing that as a country, but I digress. So we're going to get me on a pulpit here.
So that's why I just have to go to that comment where you said you're going to get me on the pulpit here. Okay. So we've been on doing this for a while now, and I hear how we balance each other out. So I am hearing that more and more and more. So I'm not sure which one is going wild and which one's reeling the other one in. Let's think about that.
I don't know. Well, I got to say,
stuff
it's
that
the women
up at night.
I'm sure it's not the same here, but everywhere else in my life, it's the women in my life that keep me out of trouble. But
apparently it's on the air, too, now, so well, that cracks me up.
Well, you know, I've got you on the air, and then I've got my wife and my daughters texting me while we're on the air and saying, oh, Dad, don't say that.
Don't say
Dad, don't use my name on the air. And I'll say, oh, sorry, Ryan. Sorry, Kara. Sorry, I didn't mean to mention your name on the air.
Yeah.
That's funny. I was just telling my other, he's like, I better shut my phone off before we get going. And I said, oh, yep, because Alan's had, you know, Angie, I'm going to use her name. Sorry, Angie, call and be like, honey, got an issue, got a problem, what's going on? You know, so it.
Yeah. Can't get the toilet to flush.
We have real life too, y'all. We have real world problems as well. And sometimes it happens while we're on the air. And, you know, it is what it is. My kids won't call for a day or two, and then they magically call Thursday at 4:15. So I don't know. Yeah. It's what
it is. They're waiting.
Yeah.
They want their 2 seconds of fame.
That's what Kyler, right. He's like, oh, I forgot you do that. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So just some fun topics, because we have my brother here, so I don't want to go crazy political and deep. I'm going to lighten it up a little bit. So.
All right. Let her rip.
Okay. Yeah. So question.
Hold on. Let me just add, I'm not responsible for anything that's said after this point. She gets me fired up and, you know, sorry.
Yeah, I should probably throw that disclaimer in, too.
Let's just blanket cover it, all three of us. Yeah. Whatever happens in the next
the
15
comments
minutes.
And the opinions of the guests have nothing to do with these political
people here.
Stance of the station, yeah.
I think there is a disclaimer they put out anyway. So, no, let's, first of all, Alan and I have talked about this on the show before. Now we have a couple NFL players that have been hurt or injured or had a life crisis or something like that. And we've got people praying on ESPN. We've got the kneeling at the center of the field. All this stuff that was like taboo long ago. Like, it's like, I'm looking for those signs and those things where the Lord is still saying, I'm here, I'm present, I'm still working, keep it going. And that, to me, is huge.
Well, you know, there's no doubt. I mean, we go around thinking we're living our own life, and the Lord saying, hey, I want to remind you of something, folks.
Mm-hmm.
You may have forgotten me, but I haven't forgotten you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, he just, he's taken down the shields of political correctness and saying, hey, loving me is politically correct, folks. I made this all, you know, and it was really cool to see. The ESPN anchor on the air praying. I mean, that was phenomenal.
It was phenomenal.
It was neat to see Russell Wilson wearing the number 3, and then number mm-hmm. 3, and I wish I remembered his name from the other team, meeting at midfield and taking a knee. I mean, it kind of helps the Seahawks fans forgive him a little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. But
yeah,
it really little. Is. I mean, and that's what we need to do, because we have been silenced, whether it be our religion, our core beliefs as Americans. We have been silenced, and we, you know, we do feel alone. And to have people step up like that and really, I mean, yeah, it was semi-safe because it was embraced at the time, but they are taking a chance. I mean,
I think the sportscaster took a huge chance. Oh, you could see the stress and the thoughts swirling in his head before he did it, and he was like, let it go and let God have it. I mean, you could just see him once he started praying, he was at ease, and it just, those words just flew out of his mouth. Yeah. It was amazing.
It
and
really
then his
was.
Co-hosts were like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and they were like, okay, we'll pray too. You know, and they were kind of non-committal, committed, but they did it. So it was neat to see it. So, I mean, and I would like to see more of it, and I don't care if you're Christian or you're Jewish. I mean, what makes us special is that we are different. Mm-hmm. And how do I share your differences if you never stand up and show me what they are? So, you know, show me your culture. Show me and let me share mine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll share my beliefs and you share yours. And it doesn't mean we have to believe and accept them. We just have to accept each other and those differences.
Yeah, respect.
I mean, it was kind of sad. I don't know if anyone picked up on the hockey game the other night that there was a Pride night. I believe it was a Philly hockey game. And one of the players, a Russian player who is a Russian Orthodox Christian, said, I'm sorry, I can't wear that jersey because it promotes something that I don't believe in. And it's really sad that rather than accept his belief, that he's being ostracized, you know.
I didn't know that story.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's calls for him. You know, he shouldn't have been allowed to play in the game. He should be thrown out of the league, and we should embrace those differences.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And from the perspective of players not wanting to promote the other lifestyle. I mean, that's as big a prerogative as the player that gets to promote his lifestyle. So if it's give and take, you know, if you're going to celebrate, you know, my lifestyle, then it's okay if the other people don't.
Well, I thought it was really hypocritical.
Yeah.
That a few years ago, you know, anyone who said anything about the football players taking a knee, you know, doing what they thought, to support their beliefs, if you're against them, you're ostracized. And here's a man who didn't do anything in standing up for his belief, and he was attacked, and anyone, you know, that's in favor of him is ostracized. And we've got enough division in this country that if we start dividing ourselves among what I believe versus you believe, we're going to be so fragmented, we're never coming together. And I think that's part of the problem we're at now. And that's what we need to say, hey, you know, if you have a sexual preference that's different to mine, I embrace you as an individual. I mean, I believe what you do, but hey, there's a lot of stuff that I do that I'm sure 90% of you people probably wouldn't agree with. You know, I mean, sometimes I slip up, but, you know, we embrace the people, because we love each other.
Right. So. Agreed. Well, we are already to our first break. That's so crazy.
So drag me off that darn pedestal is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're cut off. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, right after this message.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your queue here, and it is 4:23, and this is Shannon Sebastian. Got Alan Painter in the studio with me, and my special guest, my brother Barry Lane, who's in town.
Well, let's
just went on a tangent there.
Well, let's go on a real hot topic.
Oh Lord, okay.
What a beautiful day it was today.
Thank you.
It was.
Yeah. I appreciate yesterday very much, but today is very nice.
Yeah, I don't think I can take that into a sermon somewhere. Shannon was saying, you kind of let off on the tangent there, but you folks that listen every week, you know I tangent real well.
Yeah. So, I think it's actually appreciated.
I don't know. I think it's like comic relief.
I don't know. I hear that too. But then again, I'm not sure which one of us is funny. So yeah. I don't know what to think about that.
Funny aha or funny woo.
I don't know. I just know I have a face for radio that I know. And yeah. I'll take that one. You can be the handsome, charming one.
All right. Well, you know, it's like I've shared with our guests and everyone, you know, in the past, I've been asked to run for some different offices.
Yep.
And my wife has not really encouraged that, and I see why. She says, last thing I need to have more microphone in my face more often, but, you know. Phone's ringing.
And the phone's going to go off now.
And there's Angie.
Yep. So sorry, honey.
Won't say that again. So, I was laughing because my phone went off during break, and I'm like, who's going to tell us what we just did wrong? But
yep.
My pills are ready at Walgreens. We're good. Continue on. We're fine. Okay, question.
Yes.
For the two of you.
Oh, Lord, she wrote this down. So she's put some thought in this.
No. Because I can't remember anything. I get here and I'm like, Okay, New Year's Eve. So we're in January. Do you guys make New Year's resolutions? And if you do, how are you doing so far?
Well, I've changed New Year's resolutions, and I think I have a new idea for everybody.
Oh, good Lord. I'm sorry I asked already.
All right. We sit down and make these great plans at the end of the year and most of us, it's about our health, right?
Yep.
I'm going to get less fat. I'm going to get in shape, whatever.
Yep.
Well, I have changed my day to February 1st, not January 1st.
Okay.
Because I'm looking around post-resolution and I'm looking around at all these cookies and cupcakes and all these leftovers. I mean,
come
into the
lot.
Office and we literally have a whole counter full.
Our whole back counter.
How in the sweet Lord's name am I going to start getting unfat with all this temptation laying around? So,
dude, I tried to throw it in the garbage and I was met with fierce resistance.
Well, so get back to me after February 1st because I'm starting my resolution February 1st. And that, if nobody likes it, what the heck with you?
What about you, Barry?
So, yeah, I don't do New Year's resolutions anymore. I used to, and you just kind of lose focus after a while. Probably by February 1st, you forgot about everything that you need. So I just make it a point to, if I've got something that I want to do, I get it started and then just try to keep it rolling take it to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to make a resolution because then you feel bad if you didn't get it done.
Well, absolutely. And that's a great point because New Year's resolutions do nothing but make us feel like a failure 10 days later.
Right. Yep.
Well, I made mine last year.
And you're still trying.
Nope. I'm killing it.
And what was that?
To never make another New Year's resolution. Yeah. I'm killing it.
See, that's what I think.
I'm killing it.
Yeah, yep. That New Year's resolution garbage, I think it's for young people while they're still optimists. And start to age and say, heck with it. You know, I mean, what are we really saving? A few, you know, maybe a couple weeks on our life. I would rather eat cookies.
I'm a goal setter. So I do set goals, and I don't look at those as resolutions, but each year I set goals and I track them and I always go in and tell Alan, here's where I'm at. Here's what I'm doing. Yep. You know, I go, you know, still going. And so this year I'm breaking it up into a whole year's worth and just doing it quarter by quarter and setting quarterly goals, because my business kind of has a tendency to fall off after the first of the year. And I'm like, I could maybe work harder during my slower times, and then, you know, I'll just be that much further ahead when it gets to the busy time, because I set my yearly goal and I'm just going to break it up and try to do more during my slow time. So that was just kind of a business goal, not a personal goal. But
well, yeah, you know, and I really respect people who be goal oriented and, you know, go for the finish line. I found I'm more of a good cheerleader rather than being the goal setter. I'm going to come along, you goal setters, and just encourage you.
Because you do great.
Well, I found that I always get really, well, not anymore, I give up on it, but I used to get real excited towards the end of the year and say, oh, man, here's all the things I should have done this past year, and I make up this wonderful list, and I'd say, I'm going to start doing this stuff. Well, then, you know, you get busy with the holidays and time flies, and, you know, you never really get started on those goals. And, well, then the sun comes out, and, well, you know, there are things that come up like golfing and
gardening and
golfing.
And golfing.
And some more golfing. And you get through that, you get through the summer, and all of a sudden it's the end of the year again, and there you go, start all over. So I'm going to be the motivator.
Nice.
I'll be the cheerleader. I'll encourage everyone out there, so if anyone needs help, I will complain in your ear, you know, you need to go run or whatever like that. Or, you know, all the bad things that you shouldn't do, I will show you what they need, you know. I will all be the one sitting on the couch and eating the cookies and eating all everything.
You're taking one for the team that way.
Right. Yeah, I'll take
there
one
you
for
go.
The team.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to take that as inspiration and play more golf this year.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, you've already inspired somebody.
Win-win.
See? Win-win.
Yeah. And next time I come up, me and we'll go golfing.
Absolutely.
I'm not allowed. I've been banned. Because I just want to drive the carts as fast as they can go. And I'm told that's I'm not allowed to do that.
Yeah, and she doesn't know where to drive, where not to drive. Drive on the greens. And well, we have a critical day, an important day on the calendar.
Okay.
February 20th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting new bones.
Yep.
So February.
You're saying that on the radio.
You know, I figure if I don't put it out there, I'll just chicken out. You know, and that's kind of what, I don't know if I ever shared this story, how I got into bareback riding.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they used to, every weekend, they'd go down, they'd have some practice horses and bulls down at the fairgrounds, and every week I would say, I'm going to do that. And the weekend one would show up, and then they'd say, hey, Alan, you ready? I'd say, nope, I'm not quite ready. So I think this kind of went on for like 2 or 3 years. And so, you know, me and Angie met, we were dating, and I told my father-in-law, I said, yep, this is the weekend, I'm going to do it. He showed up.
Oh.
I couldn't back out. So I figured that, you know, that's kind of the same way with my surgery. If I put this out there, even though I'm a wimp about doctors and all that, February 20th, I'm getting a new hip. Everybody says it's easier than heck. I don't know about that, but we'll see. So, but I haven't been able to golf since July, so it's a worthy cause. So
Yeah.
I've been there, done that. So,
oh, Lord.
Yeah. I mean, not the whole hip thing. I did the whole pelvis thing. So.
Yeah, the major surgery. Major surgery. So you're usually up there every Wednesday and then on the weekends and, you know, all that stuff. And so it's been nothing for a while. And you kind of took it and did a couple tournaments, but it near ruined you.
So my golf game has disappeared. But one thing that's really has improved, the size of my belt. My gosh, I've gotten put on some extra pounds, and it's like, holy smokes, I can't breathe anymore. It's like, I can't believe how much I
aged
in the last 6 months.
Fixed up and back on the fairways real quick.
Yep, get back out there. Working at the golf course. I miss everybody out there. It's a great place to hang out and meet new people. So, you know, get me the
heck
out
of the office.
Well,
when you lift that ban, maybe I'll find out when I get to go.
Well, you know, help me get away from all the crazy ladies at the office, too.
Okay, well, that won't help. So it is almost time for our next break. I mean, really, this is crazy how fast this went by. So you just... Don't worry about that. We can talk for a whole hour ever again.
Yeah, so sorry, folks, that all of you tuned in to either celebrate, uplift, or be educated. We are doing none of the three today. So
entertaining.
We're uplifting.
We're uplifting.
Yeah,
we're giving. We're motivating them.
Yeah.
But hang on there. We're going to have a guest. Maybe they'll give us some cue. But
yes.
Anyway.
Well, so the reason my brother is actually in town is, unfortunately, one of his best friends in the whole wide world's father just passed, which is really sad, and we love that family very much. And so he's here to be a supportive person and a positive person to help them through that time. And we just realize, you know, time's short.
Well, you know,
it's precious.
Even though death is, you know, a sad thing, let me flip it on the other side. What a great opportunity to be the age we are and still have your parents.
Yeah.
Yep. You know.
I'm horrified of it.
Oh, no. You know. Yeah.
Like reality's setting in, and I'm freaked out about it.
Both my mom and dad are with the Lord now, so it's kind of like when that final one goes, it's like, oh, smokes. There's nobody in front of me.
Yeah.
I'm next. But I'm starting to look forward to it, you know.
That's it when my...
let's get to see the Lord.
My Aunt Violet passed recently, you know, this last year. And that's exactly the words that my mom said. It's like, now she's the head of our family or whatever. And it's like, I don't want her at the front of the line.
Yeah.
Somebody else step up. Yeah. So, I mean, it's sad, but...
take cuts.
Yeah, yeah, I don't like it at all. But anyway, I'm leading into this because there's so much that we can learn and that we don't know, and that, you know, you don't want to have this hit you unexpectedly and be completely unprepared and not know and not have these conversations. And truthfully, conversations about what you want to, how you want things to go after you pass, or your service, or your whatever that may be. And my mom's been wanting to have this talk for like 6 years, and we're like,
oh no,
not happening.
I want to go out in a hail of bullets. You know, saving a school bus full of children, you know, something like that.
Oh, there you go. That'd be nice.
Somewhere like that. Saving somebody, and, you know, you don't have to worry about burying me. I have nothing left of me.
Yeah.
You know.
You're goofy. Well, it's already time again here, so we're going to take another break. And when we come back on the local business buzz part, we're going to have...
If they let us back.
If they let us back. We're going to have David Hopkins, who is the owner of Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors, come answer just a few of these questions for us and help us out. So be back with that in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Wouldn't be a normal episode if I was just chatting away and then been like, oh, we're going live.
Because
that happens every week. So welcome back to your queue. This is the time where we do our local business buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival. So thank you to the folks out on Diamond Lake and for sponsoring this segment. Today on the show, like we prefaced earlier, we will have David Hopkins, owner and funeral director of Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors, here with us. And David's calling in and being on the phone with us today. So are you there, David?
Yes. Thank you, Shannon, for asking me to be on today. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. So as I was talking, I don't know if you could hear the show a little bit earlier, we were talking about, you know, loss and having that conversation with your parents or grandparents, and so that you make sure that their wishes are carried through and that things go through. So what are some of the most common mistakes made or pitfalls? What kind of tips can you give us?
So I wrote down four kind of things that everybody should kind of consider when it comes to, or three things and then a fourth as well to consider. So first is shopping around. Second is information needed, where it's at, and information that you're going to need. Third is the expenses that you are going to have. And the fourth being the discharge, or DD-214, for our veterans. And let's talk about each of those for a brief moment, if that's all right.
Perfect. Yes, please.
People think shopping around for funeral stuff is a bad thing, and it's not. Each funeral home, even the funeral homes here in Douglas County, are all wonderful. They all can do burials, cremations. They can all do services. They can all do a lot of things. Some are better at doing certain things than others. There are some funeral homes that are good at arranging military services, some that are not so good at it. So shop around. Find out what it is that you want, and then make a decision for the funeral provider that's going to give you the best services for your family. Second thing is, there's a lot of information necessary for a death certificate. A lot of information necessary for what it is that you want to have done. My great-grandmother, rest her soul, she passed away at 103. Wow. And before she did that, she said to me, David, I want to be buried in a beautiful casket. And I want you to make sure I look good. And I want to wear this beautiful pink nightgown. So I wrote that down. Mm-hmm. And when she died, she got a beautiful casket and the beautiful pink nightgown that she always had talked about. There are other things like social security numbers, parents' names, stuff like that are necessary for the death certificate, for those legal documents. And sometimes writing that down in advance for your family is so super important. My wife and I have been married for almost 20 years now. And I don't know what her social security number is. I wouldn't be able to find it unless I really had to look for it.
Mm.
And how many of us need to do that similar thing for our parents or our significant others?
Right. I would say a lot of women would know their husbands, but I could see a lot of husbands wouldn't know their women because the husband's social security a lot of time does, you know, is the health insurance and is all the other things. So I feel like I could see the wife knowing it often and the husband not so often.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the Medicare number used to be the social security number.
Right.
They recently have changed that system. So
Right. Even
that card is no longer kind of a good fail safe. Dale, you were going to say something?
Well, I was going to, this Alan, and I was going to say,
when
my parents passed away, I mean, think about it if it's your parents, because now if you don't have this, where do you even look? I mean, you know, this is
Absolutely.
Your parents. I mean, so thankfully, I have to say that the funeral home was fantastic in assisting us with some of those things, because I didn't know where to, the first place to look. And so,
and there are some ways we can find that information, you know, looking in on Ancestry.com or other online resources, you can find that information. But it's super important to try to get that information recorded down. Most funeral homes in the area have a pre-planning booklet that they can send you. And that information in there is the information necessary for the death certificate. Also kind of outlines what your wishes are. Do you want to be buried in a casket? Do you want to be cremated? Do you want to be sent back to Nebraska? That's all stuff that can have a discussion prior to. The worst thing is, you know, your mother or your father, your partner, someone's passed away, and you don't know what they would want to have happen.
Yes.
Do they want to be buried? Do they want to be cremated? You know, and you're making that decision as the survivor. And that puts a lot of weight, a lot of stress on an individual.
Yeah. Honey, I know you're listening. I want to be stuffed in a golf ball.
It's possible to do it. That's the thing I also want to talk about, is that all those crazy ideas you have, that people have, most of them are possible.
Yeah.
With a little bit of creativity, we can do a lot of things. The third thing that I mentioned there was expenses.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's expensive. Sometimes there is a cost. You know, even for a simple cremation, starting at about $1,500, give or take, around here in Douglas County, that's hard for some people to come up with and have the payment happen right now. So there are options to prepay for services in advance, mm-hmm. to make monthly payments, and that can be discussed in advance.
Yeah, I just had a rep of mine whose family member passed in Hawaii, and the cremation cost down there was $4,500.
Absolutely.
It was like, woo, yeah. That was.
And how are you
going to
come with that kind of money? How are you right. going to pay those expenses? And, yeah. you know, our funeral home being family owned, we can work with families on making payments if necessary. Some funeral homes are owned by corporations. Mm-hmm. They require payment in full before they'll do anything. So that kind of puts an extra burden on people making those decisions.
So, David, I have a question. So this is Shannon. Yeah. So like when I'm doing insurance with a client, if somebody comes to me or they go to one of my other agent friends in town, my price is the same for the same plan. So an Atrio plan or a Pacific Source plan or a Regents plan, whatever that plan is the same. Do the costs vary from, you know, like yours versus another funeral service in town? Is it also not just what they're good at or that? Is there big cost differences?
That is a wonderful question. Thank you for asking.
I barely got it out.
Funeral homes have a wide variety of prices depending on the overhead of the funeral home, depending mm-hmm. on what it does. Prices can range wildly from our price at about $1,500. There are places in the area that are almost $2,000 for cremation. So, you know, there's a $500 spread there in prices, and that's a big jump in prices.
Right.
And so, yes, you always have the option of shopping around, of finding the provider that's going to provide the best service for you. Also, don't be misled by out-of-town funeral homes and funeral companies that try to promise you a really low price. There's one place in Eugene that advertises $795 for cremation, but then they add $700 onto it to go pick the person up from Douglas County. Oh, so their goodness. Price is almost the same as mine.
Mm-hmm.
But they lead you with that really low, that low price.
I get that a lot so on TV.
You see that a lot on
yeah,
TV.
Yeah, the introductory. You know, and you're like, what else?
Exactly. But you know, but that insurance you spoke about, Shannon, is so important because you know anyone can sell you that insurance to pay for funeral expenses. You can go to your local insurance agency. You can contact someone who specializes in final expense insurance. You can contact, you know, a funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
They all can write an insurance policy to protect your family against those unforeseen expenses. And that allows more flexibility and choices.
Well, this Alan again. And I think, you know, the one thing, and it applies to all our businesses, and it's going to be kind of generic, but I really think you need to get somebody to invest in your local community. And that means a family-owned business that's committed to our community. And I may be a little over-generalistic, but I think if you start there, no matter what you're buying, you can't go wrong.
Absolutely. Right. And, you know, and the funeral homes that are based in the community are going to invest in the community. They're going to sponsor activities in the community. They're going right. to be there for you, and that is essential to having that comfort.
Yep.
Yes.
In your provider, and you and Shannon and I, we were talking earlier about about having that wisdom of pre-planning for your loved ones or for your own passing,
right?
And having that comfort allows your loved ones to know what choices you want to have made,
mm-hmm.
and allows your expenses to be essentially covered or at least known beforehand,
yes.
to allow that flexibility.
Well, David, it's time for us to take a break, but if you can hold on, I want you to talk about the VA benefit too when we come back here.
Absolutely.
So we'll be back with more of the Umpqua.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Oh, gravy. This is Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter. This is the Local Business Buzz sponsored by Umpqua Survival, and we'll touch on that a little bit later. So, David Hopkins here from the Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors. David, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Shannon may need to use her services as after her.
I'm going to be in trouble after here in
her
a hot minute.
Up as we left the last segment of the show.
Yes.
It's either Umpqua Survival or Premier Insurance, not Umpqua. And yeah.
I'm in trouble. Okay, so save me, David. So tell us a little bit about the VA benefits.
So there are lots of benefits to our veterans and their families. Some of those benefits include a space at the National Cemetery, which we have a beautiful one right here in Roseburg.
Mm-hmm.
We have memorial marker benefits. We have military honors benefits. We also have some burial benefits as far as compensation benefits available. All those are accessed by the veteran's family using their discharge, their DD-214. DD-214. Most veterans know what that is. Most spouses of veterans know what that is. Some children of veterans know what that is. But that document is the document that denotes your name, your service number, your Social Security number, and whether you were honorably discharged from the service. That document is vital to arranging any services at the VA Medical Center or for end of life or after death benefits available to our veteran. So please know where that's at for your partner, for your spouse, for your parents, because that is essential.
That is very
Did
good
I harp
information.
On that enough?
Yeah,
it's very important.
It's very important, and I think our veterans should get what they are owed, honestly. I mean, they should get all the
Absolutely.
Benefits that they deserve. So
Absolutely.
We want to make
and
sure that happens.
Our veterans are such an important part of our community, and we are so proud as Umpqua Funeral Directors to care for our veterans and to provide those services at the National Cemetery for them, on behalf of them, and help to arrange those honors for them at no cost. You know, I've had veterans who've passed away in Nebraska. Their loved one wants the urn brought here to Roseburg National. We'll arrange those honors for them at no cost because that is our commitment to our veterans.
Oh, thank you for that.
That is awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I want to make sure people can get a hold of you and use your services and meet with you if possible, if this has stirred some interest in them or they just want to get their ducks in a row. So how can people contact you, David?
So we have a Facebook page, Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors. We also have a website, the same Umpqua Valley Funeral Directors with an S.com. And our telephone number is area code, of course, 541-537-9300. And I'm also going to give you my cell phone. I answer that cell phone 24 hours a day. You can text me, and that's 541-637-8153. Now, if you call me at 1 o'clock in the morning, I'll be a little groggy, but I promise you I will answer the call.
Well, perfect. Thank you so much for coming on and give us those tips. And we just send you the best blessings for taking care of our veterans and our local loved ones in here and around Douglas County.
Thank you. And thank you, Alan and Shannon, for your sponsorship of this program. It's a wonderful asset to our community. And,
well, thank
and
you.
I know that I appreciate it, and I know other members of the community do as well.
Oh, thank you. Well,
You're
now I we have a little bit of housework to do. So I need to get a name drawn for the gift certificate for Umpqua Survival.
From Umpqua Survival.
So they sponsor the show and they give us the gift certificate each week. So this week, congratulations goes out to Eddie Garza. Eddie, congratulations. You have won a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival, and you can pick that up here at the News Review.
Oh, cool.
And it's almost, we just have a little bit of time left, just 30 seconds left. So,
well, 30 seconds to say that if Shannon's missing from next week's show, that's why she's been beating around the head and ears for saying the name of our competitor, who are good friends, and I like them down the block. But it's Premier Insurance, Shannon, if you haven't
Premier
figured
Insurance.
It out.
Premier Insurance.
It's the one.
Oh.
I need to figure something out. I can't believe I did that. But
she's regressing. Last year, what'd you say for her phone number? Oh, just Google it.
I said Google it because I couldn't remember her phone number.
Yeah, now if you want to know the name of our sponsor of our show, just Google it.
Just Google it. Listen to the commercials. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Barry, thank you for joining us on your precious time here. Fun. I know you listen, so now it's fun to have you on this side of the microphone.
Yeah.
Alan, please don't kill me. And everybody else in Douglas County, you know what to do. Be kind. And until next week, this is Shannon and Alan with your cue. We'll see you next Thursday.
God bless.